Welcome to the Thrive with Holistic Healing Co. podcast. I am your host, Namita Mahanama. Here, I bring you the synergistic utilization of Western and Eastern modalities to help you thrive in your wellness, to thrive in your mental health, to thrive in life, so that you can feel and be your best self in body, mind, and soul. Thank you for joining me. So, let's jump in together and thrive. So hello and welcome to episode 38 of the Thrive with Holistic Healing Co. podcast. Thank you so incredibly much for joining me. So today's episode is what to do if you're in a funk. So if you don't have depression, if you don't have burnout, so I've covered those topics in other episodes, but you're just not feeling yourself, then you could actually be in a funk. And whilst that may not be a diagnosable condition or state of being, it is something that I guess you may find yourself ebbing in and out of. So it's not full-blown depression, it's not anxiety, it's not burnout, but it can be this state of being in a funk. So to be honest, I actually have felt like I've been in a bit of a funk in and out this year, moments where it feels almost ebbing and flowing through this state. And so it's not burnout. It's certainly me just going in and questioning a lot of different things. So, you know, I have often wondered if it's an energetic funk in terms of planetary alignments and retrogrades and lunar activities. I do wonder if there's a numerological aspect to it in terms of my birth year and the year that we're in 2023. I wonder if it's the new suburb that we've moved in sort of maybe what, 7-8 months ago now. But yeah, there's been lots of factors that may have precipitated or kind of encouraged this funky behavior or mood or feelings or stage of life. But really, the purpose of this episode is to kind of just bring it up and to kind of shine a light on it, that there are going to be times where you can feel like you're in a funk and you don't have to be diagnosed as such. But it definitely could be something that you're aware of. And so what does a funk look like for me? So it does vary from different times and it's not the same each and every time. And I might oscillate between some of the symptoms or showings of it in various ways, or it may be a whole host of things all at the same time. So if I'm in a funk, essentially it looks like or feels like I'm feeling quite lost, almost quite displaced, not quite sure how I fit into the scheme of things. It could be a low motivation. Could be this feeling of drudgery or the same old again and again. It's like you're kind of treading water, your head's up on the water, doggy paddling, you know, you're getting kind of tired. There's no real end point in mind. There's no particular goal that you're working to, or that goal feels very long-winded, that there's no win as such. You don't get that dopamine fix and that dopamine rush of having a win. There's a feeling sometimes of cannot be bothered, you know. Like it just feels very much Groundhog Day. The need for escapism, so whether that's more joy and more fun to shake things up, kind of just feels a bit flatline and a bit, you know, stagnant. Is there any pulse there? So sometimes there's a real need or a desire for a change or a holiday, a break, but feeling almost kind of swamped with life that you have to keep powering through until the holiday comes. So, you know, a holiday is always a great motivation to keep me from working until we reach that point. But there's almost this sense of, oh, I just want to stop. But life, being an adult, having so many responsibilities, wearing so many different hats, there is sometimes a real sense of exhaustion. And whilst that might sound like burnout, I'm really kind of trying to explain that you don't have to be in burnout to sometimes feel this way. Another one, if I'm in a funk, I kind of don't like committing to things. whether it's social engagements or events or things like that, I might politely decline because I just want to be, I don't necessarily want that pressure of having to be on or needing to be a particular way, or, you know, it might just feel like it's quite forced. So I'm quite mindful of the energy that I expend, whom I share and expend that energy with. So that's something that I can tell if I'm retracting, I feel like I'm hibernating almost and kind of just going within. And there's no judgment in any of that really in how I feel. It's just how I am and how I'm feeling at that particular instant. And definitely winter related, certainly if it's very cloudy or heavy, I'm quite receptive to the energies around me. So if it feels very dense and heavy and rainy and stark, then it can definitely add to that feeling of feeling flat and flatlined. Whereas when the sun is out, you know, and there's no clouds in the sky, it definitely feels a lot lighter and brighter. And different areas of Sydney, I definitely feel have a different density and different energy, and the energy that kind of circulates around feels different in different spaces. So yes, that's sort of, that's neither here nor there really, more just an observation. But really my core message in this is that when I feel like I'm in a funk, I always try to go into the root cause of the reason of why I might be feeling that particular way. So if I feel particularly stuck or perturbed, then I really try to lean in to, I guess, A, shift that underlying stagnation through various strategies, but also really to kind of tune in to work out, okay, well, what am I in a funk about? What is not in alignment? And it does require an introspection to kind of delve deeper into the root cause. And so I'm always for that. I'm never a person who will just sweep something under the rug, carry on with life and not look into it from a deeper level. So that's one aspect, okay? So I've gone through what a funk looked like for me. It may very well look different for you, but what can you do about it? So if you are feeling really stuck and stagnant, what do you do? So the first thing I do is to really sit with myself and I introspect as to what it is possibly telling me. Is it perhaps boredom? Misalignment in a particular aspect? Is it me not listening to my soul? Is it me pushing myself too hard, right? So I sit, I reflect. Is it any of those? I love to look into, could it be a result of nutrition? So am I having too much processed food takeaway, which often happens when we're on holidays? Is it hormones? Where am I in my cycle? Am I, you know, is it in the start of my cycle? Am I about to bleed? What is happening? Caffeine, am I having too much caffeine? So when I'm adrenally pushing myself and I'm on, then I'm stretching my nervous system. And without it, I'm almost kind of depleting my natural adrenal stores. So you almost need more caffeine to have a greater effect. So if I'm having too much caffeine, it can definitely make me more wired. I can definitely feel more flat. It's something exogenous that I'm taking to give me more energy, but it's not giving me pure or true or real endogenous energy. So that can definitely make me feel like I'm in a funk. Exercise, am I not moving my body enough? So prana always helps me to give energy. It brings clarity in my mind. Yet the irony, it requires energy to do that. Alcohol, so if I've had more alcohol than I normally would like or should have, then, you know, that definitely sets me into a bit of a funk, gives me low energy, you know, that ability or desire to do exercise declines, so therefore the prana reduces. So it's a bit of a cycle there. Perhaps it's me not doing enough grounding practices, so mindfulness, meditations, baths, self-massage, getting a massage, journaling, reading a book. Those are my go-to self-care strategies. So perhaps I'm not doing that enough. Perhaps I'm just go, 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 too much start, stop, and I kind of am feeling a bit lost and a bit frazzled. There's no grounding practices happening. I might get into a funk if I've overcommitted to things and I say yes when I should say no. Perhaps it's my habitual people-pleasing tendencies, if that resurfaces, perhaps in crowds where I might regress back into that space versus actual true growth that I've experienced. Sometimes I do regress into my natural or previous tendencies because that's my default or that's who I was back then. But yes, that's something that I've noticed. It can be quite exhausting and you just feel like, I just can't do that anymore. So sometimes I can get in a funk if I get bogged down in the serious of life. So they're all man-made, all self-inflicted, all because I am a tiger mum, all because I, Chandi and I are both type A personalities. We're always trying to push ourselves to our best versions, to do more, and not just to have more, but to achieve more because we feel like, why not? And we feel like we can, and we feel like life is short. And if we have an inkling or an idea, our motto is always, you know, yeah, you've got to be in it to win it. And you've got to try. We don't live with the mindset of, I wish I'd tried that. We just do it. And so, you know, that can definitely feel like there's always stuff going on.
Sorry to interrupt your Thrive podcast. I just wanted to hop on quickly to talk about my holistichealingco.com platform. I have created a website with blogs, links to videos on YouTube, all of the podcast episodes and show notes, as well as a shop to purchase my books, guided meditations, and other products. It continues to grow and evolve, containing information from a pharmacist's perspective, as well as from an Eastern Ayurveda perspective. Jump on, and I hope you find some resources to help you thrive. Now, back to the episode.
But yes, we can get bogged down with the serious of the day-to-day grind. And so that can make me feel like I'm in a funk. Sometimes I question, gosh, am I sweating too much of the small stuff? Is it actually not having a perspective of beyond what is? That can definitely happen, not by choice, but because that's something that definitely can happen. Is it because I'm indoors too much? Am I watching too much TV? Am I not being in sunshine and nature enough? Am I not being around water enough? That's a big one for actually our whole family. We love being near the water. Is it not spending enough time with my loved ones? So I always find that laughing and catching up and connecting with people gives me joy and it sparks me back to life. Not too much, just enough. I'm Goldilocks. I like it. It has to be just right. Am I in a funk? I'll ask myself, is my house too messy? You know, when there's things that are cluttered, I don't enjoy that. A clean space actually gives me structure and order and I thrive with that. And also cleaning helps to pull me out of a funk. It's like, okay, this is a reset. Come on, let's go. Is it that I don't have enough help? Sometimes I'm in a funk and I feel so like, oh, life is so overwhelming because I need to get help, you know? And I have trouble asking for help. And I also think that sometimes it's easy to just do it on my own. And sometimes it feels like organizing help and the logistics of even trying to work it through in your schedule is sometimes just annoying and hard. And then is it worth the financial cost? Can I afford that financially? And what's the, you know, risk benefit analysis? Anyway, so those are the things that I'll kind of question and ask myself about if I'm in a funk. And then I always look into that triangle of body, mind, and spirit. And I always lean in to that where perhaps I'm not dedicating enough time. So I actually have a lot of admiration for my dad who exerts steadfast discipline. So he makes sure that no matter what, he exercises daily, he meditates twice a day, he reads, he eats nutritious, beautiful food every single day. So that's what I aspire to do and be myself. And yet some days I feel like I'm a dog chasing my tail, a very cute dog. Better dog nonetheless. So anyway, I look at a funk as being something that my soul is telling me that something's not quite in alignment. So I actually trust that my body, my soul, my heart knows something. It's got enough wisdom. It's got enough, capacity to actually understand what's happening. And so I no longer look out there as to what variables it is that's causing it. I look within and I trust that what comes up is correct.
And I also trust my gut instinct and I trust her each and every time. And then I also accept that I'm in a funk. And I give the fact that I'm in a funk gratitude because I can do something about it, right? So I know that I've got a personal responsibility to change what I can or accept what I can't change and then to be okay with that, right? So I kind of changed the perspective of, you know, being, oh, doom and gloom that I'm in a funk. It's like, well, right, well, you know what? I can either change what I can and help myself to feel better, or I need to accept the factors that I can't change and again, be okay with that. So I think that there's a season for everything, and a funk or stagnation or what it might feel like to not have wins or this dopamine fix, it's like planting seeds. You know, if we were picking fruit all year round, well, you know, A, the fruit may not be so juicy, but also we may not enjoy or savor the fruit so much because they're there all the time. So that's what I feel. I feel like I appreciate, okay, this might be a period of just being, you know, and that's okay. I think it's all about perspective. It's about acknowledgement. It's about looking within. It's about listening to that divine wisdom. And if there's something really profound happening or what your body's telling you, then listen, then go with it. Have patience, have faith. Yeah, it will pass. It will pass. But to lean in and look into what's kind of trying to happen. So I feel like in terms of the seasons, there's periods for action, there's periods for rest. If it's a period for rest and your body's crying out for rest, then rest, you know. And that could be physical rest, it could be mental rest, but really leaning into exactly what it is that's happening. Now, balance is the key as well. So I love that the Buddha's message was to follow the middle path. And I believe that that is spot on. And I love it. And I definitely appreciate that model or that philosophy or paradigm. And I believe that that actually is the way to live life with absolute equanimity, with poise, grace, and to lead a life that is able to be sustained and maintained. So I think too far on the extreme will either feel like we're being pushed too hard, too fast, or there's just too much inertia. But if you're in the middle, there's momentum, there's movement, there's an appreciation for being in a season where it may not be all exciting. And that's okay to just have absolute compassion and understanding that that's okay. But I also know that our bodies have so much wisdom. So if you are feeling in a funk, look in, look within, look within. Now, my body, my ankles, for instance, this year. So since the start of this year, my ankles flare up when I feel like, well, actually, my ankles have flared up quite a bit. And when I really leaned in, I went to the podiatrist, the physio, went through all the physical modalities. But when I really truly leaned in and I held them and I asked, what is happening? There were a few things that came up. The first one was that I can't walk and I cannot operate at this pace. Now, this is obviously, you know, like hustle, bustle. You know, we have lots going on in our life. And I feel like that was something that very strongly came up. It also was a feeling of feeling burdened. There were a few aspects where it just feels like, I actually can't walk down this path. I cannot. And since I've acknowledged that, and I know that as a health professional, this would sound woo-woo and perhaps, you know, may make people question the legitimacy of my background. But when I sat and I acknowledged that emotion, touch wood, I haven't had any flare-ups since. I've very much been able to kind of, you know, it's almost like I acknowledged the undertone and the underlying emotional reason and the energetics behind it. You know, it was filled with so much resentment and a capacity of not being able to keep up. But I acknowledged that feeling and, you know, it's been really good since. So I definitely acknowledge that body balance. When my shoulders are tight, it's when I'm holding tension. You know, I don't ignore that. If my breath feels shallow, then I know that I'm in that fight or flight and I just, whoa, you know, take my foot off the pedal. And if my skin gets red and I've got lots of red spots, then I know that there's this excess fire and this heat and
their resentment and anger and things bubbling away. And so that's something I just never ignore my body. Whatever she's trying to tell me, I honor her and I really just look within. And I would suggest that when you're in a funk, and I say when, not if, because I believe that everyone will have themselves in a funk or feel like they're in a funk, then to just tune in and know that you're in a funk, appreciate the season that it is, look in deeply as to why or what your soul is telling you in these feelings, kind of get to the deep root cause of it, and then do things to help you get out of it. Now, it could be to clean your space. It could be to go for a run. It could be all the factors that I said, that I consider, is this what's happening? So the nutrition, the moving, the exercise, the meditation, self-care strategies, grounding. So everything that I kind of ask myself, is it any of this that's causing it? You can kind of do those strategies to help you get out of it. And some people have go-to strategies. For me, cleaning is a beautiful reset strategy that I will always do if I feel like I'm in a funk. It just gets things back on track. Exercise, going for a run, going for a beautiful long walk, lifting weights is a real way to push me out of my funk consecutively over a few days. Got that prana flowing and I feel ready. But really, it's just that don't hide your feelings. Don't sweep it under a rug. You feel like you're in a funk, maybe that's your soul telling you you're not in alignment. You're not walking along the right path, not with judgment, but you could be trying to walk a path that's not for you, that's not designed for you. And of course, that's going to feel upstream. It's going to feel like there's resistance. So don't ignore it, but know that you can get through it. It's just a beautiful way to introspect. And I'm all for looking within. I kind of have had periods in my life where I'm constantly asking others for direction, guidance. What should I do? Tell me. But the answers are within us. And there was a beautiful Helen Keller quote that I've got upstairs in our room that says, what I'm looking for is not out there, it's in me. And I remind myself of that every day because I believe that. I absolutely believe that. And I know that is to be true for you too. So look within, the funk won't be forever. And yeah, anyway, I thought that was hopefully a helpful episode where you can take something away from it. I wouldn't look at a funk as being something bad or good. It just is what it is. I think also change of season. I love coming into spring. That often makes me feel excited and knowing that there's, brightness. There's no, the days are longer. The days will get longer. Summer becomes exciting because daylight savings happens. And, I think that winter as well can be a hibernating, even autumn. That change of season within the environment around us can naturally create us to hibernate, naturally pull in, naturally retract and go within. So yes, anyway, enjoy. The pearl to practice this week is to really just lean in, go through, introspect what comes up and take it from there. Whatever intuitively comes up, take action. Take action on that. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me today and I will see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this podcast, it would be so amazing if you could leave a review, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a thing, share this resource and my Holistic Healing Co. website, where you will find all of the episodes and show notes, as well as share my social media to your friends and to all those who would benefit from its content. I hope you have received a beautiful takeaway to help you thrive, and I look so forward to joining you again next week.